Pot Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 530, Spartans for Troops, recorded live with Operation Supply Drop on March 5th, 2016.
It's time to go support the troops, an operation that we're sticking to.
Hello everyone, welcome to this very special edition of Pot Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast featured on the Spartans for Troops Halo community live stream over on Operation Supply Drop. I am your host, Duststorm, and I am joined here today by none other than Gray from Operation Supply Drop, who is the community manager over there for this wonderful organization. Thank you for taking time out of your evening to be with us and taking time to be on the stream.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back with Pottacular.
And we had you on a couple weeks ago, I think 4 weeks ago, so to actually promote the event. And now we are here at the event, which has been quite successful. We've had a lot of people come through, and a lot of people really enjoy a lot of the stuff that they've seen, a lot of the communities that we've had on, and it's just been a fantastic time here. And we also have Justin Bryce from Drunken Halo.
What up?
What up? Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here. I'm glad to be here for such an amazing cause. So,
where exactly is your computer? I'm just curious. Where are you?
I'm in Dallas, Texas, sir.
Awesome. Dallas, Texas. We have actually a team out there. We actually have, I think, four teams in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Nice.
There you go.
I'm here in North Cackalacka, as we like to call it.
North Cackalacka.
What would that be to people?
North Carolina.
Got it.
The northern Carolina of the two. There's a southern Carolina and a northern one. I'm in the
awesome.
North.
That must be so confusing.
Not if you know geography.
Fair enough. So we are here during the Spartans for Troops live stream. We've been going on now for 25 hours straight of Halo content. So we started off with talking about doing an overview of everything that we were doing. We showcased a video that was made specifically for this stream by Thomas Productions. We also got to play a song that was made specifically for this stream as well. And then we jumped right into a pro exhibition match between Evil Geniuses and Team Liquid. And Evil Geniuses took out the Best of 11 series 9-2.
Damn.
Yeah. Congratulations to Evil Geniuses for doing that. And huge thank you to them, because this was something that came together last minute. This was something Friday, or actually Thursday evening, when I got the notifications like, yes, this is going to happen, trying to get time set up, and we managed to get that. We had to bump some stuff around, but we managed to get them in, and they had a wonderful series for us, and we are very thankful for them taking time out of the weekend to do that exhibition for us. So huge thanks to Evil Geniuses and Team Liquid. If you guys have the chance, then make sure you go and share on Twitter. Thank them for what they did for us and just give them a shout out, give them a follow. Great folks. And hopefully I'll be able to get to talk to a few of them when we're in Hollywood. Or at least I hope to get to Hollywood for the World Championship Finals, which is in 2 weeks, believe it or not.
I can't wait. Go EG.
That's who I'm rooting for.
Why you guys got to hate on Liquid? I mean,
I'm not hating.
I'm personally an EG fan because Tally is a ex-Podtacular clan member.
And I'm an EG fan because my co-host on Drunken Halo is none other than my brother, Travis. And so the fact that EG has two brothers on the team speaks to me in a way that none of the other teams have seemed to be able to speak to me. So
the brothers, huh?
Yeah.
Roy and Lunchbox.
That's right. Yep. They're gonna kick some.
I love the name Lunchbox, by the way. It implies that he's full of food. And I don't know if there's truth to that or not, but that certainly sounds like a good name.
Well, I would like to think that it would mean that. I mean, I think you could call all of us
quite
Lunchbox
literally.
If that's the case. Yeah.
Maybe if you like go up to him, he has like a pack of nabs or something like that.
Oh, I like to think he carries Lunchables around with him.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, with the little crackers and everything.
Wow, we already got our first tangent of the night. This is great. Love it.
Well, you haven't even gotten on, man.
He brought me on. I am Mr. Tangent.
Oh, we roll the tangents just as well, although you guys are a little bit better at crafting it, so I will concede to that.
Well, thank you. We do something right.
Hey, you do a lot of things right. It's not just that. You guys have done quite a good job, and you guys are gaining momentum and popularity, and it's great to see.
Oh, well, you're too kind, sir. You're a lovely man.
Clearly, he's talking about you and Drunken Halo and not me.
Oh, well, I think it's implied about you, sir.
Don't call me sir.
That's
my dad's sitting right here. He thinks you're talking to him. Come on, don't do that.
So right after the pro exhibition, we had Ready Up Live come on and do 3 hours of customs, which was really fun to watch.
I got to participate in that, actually, and that was a barrel full of monkeys right there. That was hilarious and fun and just crazy.
Yeah. I was busy trying to organize some of the Griffball tournament stuff and get some of the rest of the stream stuff straightened away, so I didn't get to join on for the customs until I think near the very I think it was at the very beginning, actually. So I joined them then, and then I dropped off and got some of the rest of the stream stuff done. But yeah, I heard your name in there, and I heard you talking to the folks, and they had a really good time. Rebel, who doesn't stream that often, he had a blast doing it, and everyone that was there had a really good time. So,
oh God, it was so tragic. He had a tab open on his browser, and it had the stream going, and so he'd laugh, and he's got a very infectious laugh. And it would echo through the tab that would then echo through the stream, which would then echo through the tab. It was actually kind of scary. I've never been scared by a Canadian before, but there you go.
Nice. Monkey Moose here in the chat was saying that after the 3 hours that were scheduled on the stream, they actually went on for another four, or at least portions of that lobby kind of remained until... I guess that would be after Pro Ace Joker's stream. So he was the one that came up next after Ready Up Live. He did campaign speedrunning for 4 hours. Well, he started off doing a legendary campaign run, going from start to finish. And that was the only time I've taken any amount of sleep since starting this. So
you slept during his show. Okay, good to know. Good to know.
For 2.5 hours. So I have literally been... I've only had 2.5 hours of sleep over the last 37 hours.
So I want to clue you in on this new word that you probably have never heard before, okay? It's called delegation.
Yeah, I don't have people to delegate to. That's the problem. Oh,
but you do. Look in the chat. You've got all those people right there. They're willing to help out.
So we also had Price Joker on. He did his live campaign live stream. So he did competitive campaign. Or sorry, not competitive campaign. He did legendary campaign all the way through, speed running it. And
how long did it take?
I wasn't up to watch it, but I know the last time that he did his stream, it took him 2.5 hours to do legendary for Halo 5.
Wow.
Yep.
How does he get past those wardens?
Which ones?
All of them.
Well, you know,
if you don't mind me saying, those are.
You can actually go back and look at how he did that, because we recorded all of the streams during this 36-hour period. So all you have to do is just go back and watch it.
I was hoping for some helpful tips.
Don't die.
So there is a way to get past those last three that makes it really easy.
Well, I'll watch the stream.
Okay. All right. So after we had Pro Joker do his competitive live stream, speed running for Legendary campaign, he actually hopped into Warzone for a little bit until he was done with that. And then I took over and we did a series for showing off some machinima from the community. So we had Thomas Productions made our video specifically for this channel or this event. And then we also had Nightmare Films and The Great Isaiah showcase some stuff on our channel. The Great Isaiah actually has a new machinima series that we debuted here on the channel for the first time called Halo Butt Buddies. So we had
What happened to those under 13 listeners? I'm
just going to say, what?
So the podcast is the 13 part. The rest of the stream is what it is.
Uh-huh. So it's okay for them, but not for you.
And I mean, we bleep stuff. I mean, there's already one bleep I have to put in here anyway, so.
Was it because of the BS said?
No.
They can said. Then what was it?
Was it
company?
No, it was something Gray said. I forget already. My brain's mush. I know what time I have to look for it. That's all I remember.
Always the Navy guy with bad language. I know it.
It's not just you. Believe me, it's not just you for these things.
You know how it is. It's all right.
Yeah. Let me just apologize to all your listeners in case I do say something.
I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to curse.
There's no need to worry. There's no need to worry.
So I can let loose?
If you feel like you must to express how you truly...
Like I respect your show, sir.
I'm going to curse real quick. I like the Arbiter. Oh, no. I said it. Oh,
it's like a sailor?
There's nothing wrong with the Arbiter.
Oh, well.
He's cool now.
Some people think he's a dinosaur.
Well, you know, dinosaurs are cool.
Dinosaurs curse.
They do.
Yeah.
Like what? You were going to say sailor, weren't you?
I was gonna throw an MF out there, but I didn't because I respect Podtacular.
Hey, they didn't get to 589 or whatever we're at just by, you know, being all easy peasy with the rules. No, no. They have to stick to their format. We have totally trashed his format, by the way.
Well, since we trashed it, can I just brag on myself for 1 second?
Okay.
We're not going to... This podcast is going so far off the rails, I don't even know if we're going to get to the main topic for tonight.
March 1st was Drunken Halo's 5-year anniversary.
Hey-o!
Hey, congratulations!
Yeah, thank you.
If I had a popper, I'd pull it right now.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I thought this was a PG-13 show.
What's wrong with a popper?
Don't be pulling your popper, man.
You're not talking about the poppers you sniff, are you?
No.
Wow.
Anyways, so back to the machinima bit.
I'm so sorry.
Back to the machinima bit. So we showcased a new series from the great Isaiah, Halo Butt Buddies, and then we also had a little video from Nightmare Films going through some of the stuff that he got started with for doing Halo Machinima and ways that you can help out with him. And then we also showed off some videos from iSpiteful, who has done a lot of kind of weapon features in Warzone. So he does a couple different series. One of the series that he does is he buffs weapons. So he'll either do like a bunch of speed boosts on a certain weapon, like the Answer, or he'll do a damage boost on something like Void's Tear and showcases that in Warzone. He'll also do combo series so people can request certain combos of weapons. So because of the latest update, he actually did a combo series with the Gravity Hammer and the Sword in honor of Griffball, which was really cool to watch. And then there's some other different showcases that he has. And then he's also very big into the custom scene, so he has videos for that as well. So we showcased some of his videos. And then a lot of people probably recognize Defend the House for doing Halo 5 Mythbusters and the Halo Mythbusters series since Halo 3. And we debuted Episode 5 of the Halo 5 Guardians series for that on the stream, so that was pretty cool. We also showcased a song from Ultimate Halo in partnership with Rocket Gaming, and we actually premiered their song at the very beginning of the stream, something that was specifically written for this stream. So we got to show that off as well. So we had about a 2-hour window to show off some videos that were made by the community, both Machinima and kind of a unique Halo 5 video. So that was really cool. And then after that, we jumped into doing some Halo 5 classic remakes. So there's a website out there called Halo5Remakes.com, and it actually redirects to a Google Sheet, and it is basically a database of every single Halo classic map remake that has been remade in Halo 5's Forge.
Okay, I gotta throw it out there. Favorite classic Halo map?
Pit.
Really? You like the Pit? Oh, I remember you just talking about this on your podcast. Yeah, okay. Gosh.
There's a lot of good ones, but what's the first one that comes to mind?
Terminal.
Okay.
Oh, Terminal was a good one.
Terminal,
yeah.
Terminal or Containment.
Mm. Okay.
Probably
I'm sorry,
Terminal.
You're all wrong. The correct answer is Coagulation.
Oh!
Yep.
Why are we here?
Why are we here? Yeah.
Or we would have taken Beaver Creek, Battle Creek, whichever.
Battle Creek is a good solid map.
I'll third that.
I was a huge fan of Sanctuary because it was so stupidly balanced that you'd end up in ties all the time. Or you'd end up in the middle and somebody was glitching and you'd just spawn and die. But that was Halo 2, so, you know.
Oh, well, that's the story of my entire Halo career.
Yeah, but this is actually somebody modding the game, not you. All right, so what happened after the custom or the classics?
So I wanted to quickly address the chat because they put their two sets in. Two people actually said Guardian from Halo 3. No,
those are probably the same people that like Warlock.
I can't abide Guardian, but I support your right to choose whichever map you choose.
My favorite line is from Bobby the Brain Heenan, and he said, "Well, I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong."
Oh,
yeah, I like that better. That's way better.
So yeah, I just wanted to touch on those real quick. And someone mentioned Avalanche.
Really?
And Standoff. One. Just from a big team battle perspective.
I have a controversial one. Haven. Okay. Haven.
Overused.
Doesn't mean it's not a good map.
You know, I'm surprised nobody said Lockout. Because that's a really good map, although they've redone it too many times, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The Halo 3 Anniversary version was pretty good.
The original Lockout was crazy. The call-outs, everybody knew them, and it was, there were no, something about the remakes just changed them just enough to be different, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, I can agree with you. The Halo 3 remake, what was it? Was it Blackout?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a hard time getting on board with that one.
So, I didn't mind it for, like, aesthetically. I thought it looked pretty cool. No, aesthetically,
it's great.
From the perspective of gameplay, yeah, it wasn't great. I don't think it was, like, horrible. I mean, a lot of people gave it a lot of flack for it being really bad, but I don't think it was, like, that bad of a map.
You know, we were talking about Big Team Battle. Hang 'em High?
That's a great one. I can get behind that.
Yeah?
You're going to have to do an official poll on this sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll probably do a poll at some point on it. We can't do necessarily a Twitter poll in like doing the actual poll options because that's just too many. But we might just do an open question and see kind of what answers we get.
So, like I was saying, after that, didn't we then go on to Griffball?
Yeah, so after we did some of the customs, we went on to do Halo Griffball with Griffball Hub. And we had the first Griffball tournament that actually has prizes associated to it. So everyone on the first place team is actually going to get $10 Xbox Live gift cards. So if you're watching the stream,
woo!
They're going to get one of these suckers.
Look at that!
Yeah, look at it.
The winner, bam. Right?
Check that out.
Yep.
That's just for the winners?
Yep. So
What do we get for being on this stream?
That's not for the people that died constantly and never scored a point and really brought his team down with a 56 death, a negative 4.56 KD. That's not who we're talking about, right?
No.
Just make it sure.
There's no code on the back here that you can even see, Scrappy Knight. So, yeah, good luck.
Scrappy Knight's trying to game the system.
Yeah, he is. So, after that, we did have the Griffball tournament. We got to watch about 12 teams duke it out for Griffball. They're actually testing out some new maps and testing out a competitive match, or not matchmaking, but a competitive mode that they're going to use for their leagues. And they've actually turned off some settings and turned on some settings a little bit different from what matchmaking currently is. So that was cool to watch and play. And then we turned it into kind of a open lobby for the last hour since the tournament ended early. And then after that, we headed on over to... that we do. My brain's turning to mush. There's another 4 hour. No, we went over to Duquesne and we did some race with him. So he's a big race forger. He makes race maps. And we got to see some really cool race maps that he has made and that some of the other community forgers have made. And there's some really cool stuff. Now, we know race is going to be coming out as the game type at some point in the future. So a lot of these maps are kind of being pre-made as kind of a proof of concept, and then they'll be converted into race maps whenever we get the race game type. But there's a lot of cool things that people have done. So if you were here for that, great. If not, I definitely recommend you check out the VODs. I think we're going to probably re-upload the VODs on our channel, and I don't know, maybe Operation Supply Drop will do the same for theirs.
Yes.
So this was fantastic.
I got to say, I really like the Yoshi's Island one. That was pretty cool, and I really liked how he totally mispronounced the mongoose plural, which is of course mongeese. I don't care what Bungie or 343 say,
That's what the dictionary says, because I also had that question a while ago, and the dictionary says that both ways are acceptable ways to say the plural of mongooses.
Which dictionary are you using? You're using a wrong dictionary.
Webster.
Oh, see, there's a problem.
Webster doesn't know everything.
Webster's a short little guy who had a sitcom in the 80s. I don't know why you're listening to that.
Why does he have a dictionary?
Why does he
have a dictionary? I don't even get the reference.
What?
What? How young are you?
I'm in my 20s still. Is that
that's why you didn't get the reference. Okay. All right. Never mind.
I get it.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's you were so welcome.
Kind of.
It was a pleasure, sir.
My dad got the joke too. So apparently I'm across all sorts of different age barriers on that one.
It was Gary Coleman, right?
Oh no, that was Emmanuel Lewis, who was Webster.
Oh, Emmanuel Lewis, of course. I apologize. I've had a few.
And they had the football player whose name escapes me.
O.J. Simpson.
No, it wasn't Dick Butkus. It was one of those guys of that era, though. Ah, well, it'll come to me later.
Johnny Unitas.
No.
Joe Namath.
Now, don't you think you would know a show that had Joe Namath in it?
I know the Super Bowl. That was a show that had him on it.
Ooh.
I'm totally out of the loop here.
I have no idea what is going on. My podcast has been hijacked.
Yeah.
I didn't hijack anything. I was playing off of your Webster.
You have other people who do podcasts on your podcast. They come in and they take over. That's just how it goes.
Do you do a podcast?
You go look up Funkin' Wagnalls. You look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls dictionary, buddy. I used to do a podcast, yes.
What does the Oxford Dictionary say about this is what I want to know.
Ooh, that's a good call. Oxford.
Well, while you look that up, I'm going to kind of go over the rest of the schedule. And
it says Mongeesons.
Mongeesons? Like moccasins or something?
Well, Mongeesons. Yes, Mongeesons.
Anyways, so after the race stuff, we are where we are right now with the podcast. And then we also have an arena tournament immediately following the podcast. So we have, we were asking for 16 teams, only 4 teams signed up. So instead of doing a single elimination, we're actually going to do a pool play for the teams. It's going to be a best of 7 series, very similar to HCS style scoring and game modes, maps, all that stuff. So it's going to be pool play. All the teams are going to play each other, and then we're going to take the top 2 teams from that pool play and put them into a best of 11 series for the finals. And the finalists, the first place, the champions, are going to win some of the Xbox codes.
Those are the same $10 codes. Oh, wait. Oh, look at all that. How do you fight the urge to just...
Now, wait a minute. You do a podcast, right?
Yes.
You do an audio podcast.
Yes.
You might want to explain what the hell it is you're handling over there so that the people who aren't watching you can actually understand what it is you're talking about.
Deathstorm is holding up handfuls and handfuls of $10 Xbox Live cards. I mean, wow. Like, he can't even hold them all up.
I can hold them up in one hand. There you go.
I was trying to make you look cooler. You're just swimming in them.
There's actually 9 more of these somewhere in my room.
Suspension of disbelief. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't mention that they were somewhere in your room. They might have Dustin germs on them somewhere.
Dustin, do they have your germs on them?
No, they're still in their packages.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Well, there goes that theory. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, there you go. He licked one. Oh, there you go.
Still inside the package.
There you go. You get some.
And I'm going to be sending the codes digitally anyway, so they're not going to get the physical card.
Aw.
Unless they really want it.
Unless they really want your DNA.
Who wants the packaging is what I want to know.
Oh, <my God. laughs> You should give that to the second place winner. They get the packaging. Oh, that would just be a jerk thing to do. I wouldn't do that to them.
Duststorm has a frown on his face. Duststorm, what's wrong?
He's confused. Well, right now I'm actually trying to organize our team captains for our arena tournament, since we are supposed to technically start in 10 minutes, but we're not starting in 10 minutes because we are running a little behind schedule. So I'm just letting them know that we are going to be starting a little bit late for the arena tournament.
We can fill time. We're good at that. I might just be able to tell them what Operation Supply Drop's all about.
Well, we're getting to that. So just the last two things for the stream. After the podcast, like I said, we're doing the arena tournament. And then this should take 2, maybe 3 hours, depending on how long games take. And then after that, we're going to hopefully do some stuff in Forge with some of the folks, or some of the community cartographers, and some of the stuff, some of the folks from Forge Hub and Halo Customs. That was kind of a last minute thing because of the whole pro exhibition last minute change. So that might be happening, might not be happening, but nonetheless, if that doesn't happen, we're just going to go straight into playing arena and matchmaking for the rest of the night. So that's another 6 hours that we have to fill, and that'll be that.
You mean 6 hours you get to fill?
I know, right? He's so negative right now.
That's, I mean, that
you
that's
know,
just,
36 hour streams it's, like every weekend, right?
Are you up for those 36 hours or most of those 36 hours?
No. Do you remember the word I taught you earlier today?
Mongeese.
Delicacies?
No. Mongeesons. No, no, no.
Deli?
It's delegation. And you gotta, all these people are willing to volunteer and give their time. Dude, we need their help because you can't do it alone.
Well, if anyone wants to help out, you can go to podtech.com/apply.
That's right.
And volunteer to be helping us out with our community. Although, we are focusing on Operation Supply Drop today. So even if that was the case, we are recommending that you guys at least check out Operation Supply Drop and see if you want to be a part of them, whether you can want to be a part of their stream team, or you can also donate. And we have an official event shirt that you can also buy, which all proceeds of that go to charity.
Is it my turn now? Can I talk about it? Can I do it? Is it my turn? Can I go? Are we there yet?
Yes, I will unleash the chains. Go.
All right. So I'm going to give you the quick and dirty version. Operation Supply Drop helps veterans. Now, everybody can say that. The real question is, what do you do to help veterans? And we can answer that very simply. We have three programs. We have the Supply Drop, which is where we literally take games that are cool and new, and we take game systems, and we take card games and board games and shirts and swag, and we get it to active duty deployed. They could be deployed overseas. They could be NATO troops. They don't have to be American troops, or they could be ANZAC troops, which is Australia and New Zealand. So we help out our allies because boredom is not just for Americans. I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh, I didn't realize y'all did the allied troop thing. That's really right. Cool.
As a matter of fact, we have 37 teams worldwide, including 2 in Canada. I believe we have 2 in the UK. We have 1 in Germany. We've got, we're getting ready to start one up, I think, in either Spain or Italy. I'm not sure which.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, because that's where troops are deployed. And so that brings me to our second program, which is the teams. This is how you, a civilian or veteran, can get involved directly. Maybe you don't have money, but you do have time. You can volunteer a weekend when you can go and hang out with some veterans and help reintegrate them back into civilian life. One of example of things that we do with the teams is we go out and we'll go bowling. We go to a wings joint and get some wings. We go see a game together. Go watch a movie together. Anything you can think of, that maybe have a game night where everybody comes over and brings their systems. The limit to that is only your imagination and what you're willing to do. So that's our teams full of veterans and civilian supporters. Cannot thank them enough for all that they do. And if you want to be involved in that, of course, just click the link to the left of the chat there.
Well, that sounds great, man. Baseball season just started. Baseball tickets are fairly cheap, and baseball games are fun.
We actually just did something down in your neck of the woods. We had a, it was, I think, in San Antonio, which is not Dallas, but, you know, it was with the Spurs, and we had a night with the Spurs.
Oh, wow. That is badass.
I know, right?
Don't bleep that.
Well, that is one that we let go because it's not derogatory or demeaning. So that's one we didn't. In that case, we would not actually believe that.
Okay, good.
The third part of it, and this is going to really get you, okay, is a thank you deployment. Now, earlier, I don't know if we were on stream or not, but you said thank you for your service. And I said, I don't really know how to take that, but thank you, or you're welcome, or whatever. I don't know. It's one thing to say thank you, and I appreciate that. But it is another thing to actually show your thanks to troops. And this is how we do it. We give them a once in a lifetime experience, a VIP experience that not everybody's going to have. Great examples of this would be, and I've said this before because this is just totally cool. When Madden came out, we had some veterans go up and actually play Madden with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That is, let me say it again. That is badass.
Isn't it, though?
That's really cool.
So we went to PAX South this year, and instead of putting money into buying a booth where everybody would come by and, you know, we'd say hi and, you know, not get much interaction that way, we decided instead we'd take that money and we would take a total of 50, that's 50 veterans and civilian supporters, and take them as a thank you deployment and give them passes to PAX South. And they went to PAX South for all 3 days. 50.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Quite a few. That's awesome, though. I mean, did they have a good time with it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We signed up a lot of people for the teams doing that. We got a lot of good interaction, talked to a lot of indie developers and a lot of AAA developers. But more importantly, yes, they had fun. They good. Went out and had just a great time, and some of them didn't even realize they were having fun. And that's the best.
Wait, what does that mean?
I had a guy come back to me and say, you know, I didn't realize I was on a thank you deployment. I was just having a great time.
Oh,
okay. I'll take that.
That's cool.
So those are our three main programs. Now, this is the 8-Bit Salute, what we're doing right now. And yes, we do ask for donations, but we also ask for time. Time like 36 hours on streaming. We've had 20 plus communities come together for this 36 hour stream alone. And Dustin, I want to publicly thank you for that, for all of your hard work in doing this. You truly do something for the troops. You are not a bumper sticker warrior saying we salute our troops. You actually do something about it. You don't just have a yellow ribbon. You don't have a green light bulb outside. You're actually actively supporting them by helping us out. So kudos to you and to all of the partners that have helped out on the stream. Now, for you who are listening, you can get involved. Easiest way is you can go buy a t-shirt. I mean, because that's a pretty badass t-shirt, since we're going to keep using that phrase.
I might just have to bleep it. There are so many.
It's got everybody on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's got all the cool people on it, and it comes in all sorts of sizes. Hey, I'm a big dude, so it comes in a 4X. Hey, come into my door, you know? You can get it in all sorts of sizes. You can get it in a hoodie if you want to. And all of the proceeds from that go directly to Operation Supply Drop. You can also donate directly. There's a donate button, bam, right to the left of the chat there. You can go and donate however much or however little you can. We'll take it all, and it goes 100% towards Operation Supply Drop. Now, a lot of people nowadays are questioning money because they're like, hey, I've heard some bad stories about some veteran service organizations on TV, and like they're going out to these lavish things and doing these really stupid getaways. So we're not afraid of our numbers. 12 cents out of every dollar goes to operating costs. That means that 88 cents out of every dollar goes directly to our programs. That's
a good ratio.
That is a phenomenal ratio.
Yeah.
Good luck finding that with any other large veteran service organization. So what does that ultimately mean to you? That means that your money is actually going to help.
That's great. That is amazing.
It's something I'm obviously passionate about. As a Navy veteran myself, I do my due diligence. Veterans talk to each other. If you know a veteran in your life, please go talk to them about Operation Supply Drop. If they haven't heard about us, they will go find out. And when they go find out, they'll come back to you with a report that will 9 times out of 10 be favorable. And that 10th time, they'll say, I don't play video games, so I don't understand it. No?
But I mean, even then, I think it's one of those things where it's kind of getting into that culture too. And I mean, you see video games kind of fit a lot more into the younger culture, but there are definitely a lot of older folks that I know that are into video games, whether it be something really old school like Pac-Man or Galaga, or if it's something new. Because the person that we regard in the Halo community as pretty much the godfather of Halo communities, Claude Herrera, aka Louis Wu, he's an older guy. He's in his 50s, and Like, he loves so, Halo.
Woo Bear! I love my Woo Bear! Yeah, so the deal is we don't actually just do video games. I mean, this is obviously the most generationally relevant way of getting to people, but we also do card games. We do board games. We actually have some streamers who just do board games. So you can go on Twitch and see them play some board games. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So like the geek and sundry of the veteran community.
Exactly. Just not with, you know, none of our streamers look like Felicia, whatever her name is.
Felicia Day, Will Wheaton, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I could look like Will Wheaton. I mean, you know, just heavier. This is his post-Stand By Me days.
Was Will Wheaton in Stand By Me?
Yes!
What? I've read the Stephen King book. I just haven't seen the movie.
Oh, you need to go see the movie. It's totally awesome.
I will put that on my list.
So that's who we are. That's what we do. If you haven't gotten involved some way, somehow. Now, here's another thing that I don't really talk about that much on podcasts, but I will here because you're special.
Aww.
Believe it or not.
You're special.
Thank you for noticing.
Every email that we get, believe it or not, goes to our CEO and our COO. And even though it is the most inefficient way of handling things, they personally respond to each email.
Oh, wow.
Now, sometimes it's like, hey, I'm going to put you in touch with this guy, or I'm going to put you in touch with this person, and they'll take care of you, but you always have their email address. I've never heard of an organization working like that, especially not for long. But yeah. Somehow we've managed to do that, and all credit goes to our CEO, Glenn Banton, and our COO, Ray Whitaker. I mean, they do a fantastic job with that, and they make sure we can do stuff. Dustin, I think you ran into that a little bit when you were trying to get this scheduled and working with me. Ray was like, hey, go talk to Gray. Then, you know, if something happened and you could go talk to Ray again because he's right there.
Yeah, there was so much back and forth trying to get this organized.
Oh, yeah.
There really was. It was interesting, for sure. But we got it, and we're here, and everything's been great.
Yes, it has. It really has. So that's my spiel. That's what I got to say. You know, again, donations are great, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for your time. If you play games, great. Be involved with us. If you stream, even better. Let us know about that. If you're a veteran, please go and click on the MilSpec Gaming team. They don't just stream games. They also go there and play games together. So make sure you're a part of that. That's part of one of our missions to help veterans. So go there and sign up for that.
Awesome. And one of the other things I wanted to kind of touch on as well is, in talking with you guys, we're planning on doing this quarterly. Now, we're not going to do something as big as this stream. I think we'll probably limit something as big as this to once a year. But we are going to try to do... I'm not going to get the backing support for doing this for every quarter.
I don't know, man. We've had a lot of love this time around. I'm sure we'll get it again. You only have to ask, right?
From the Halo communities, yes. We would definitely get the support. It's more of having all the stuff to give away and having people come by and helping us out. And I want to get some other communities involved with this too. So kind of rotate some new ones in, because a lot of the ones that we got in for this time around are ones that I'm very close with. With a few minor exceptions, but I want to really branch out and get some of the other communities in there and get a good mix. And I don't want to necessarily drown out one community over the other. So
if you want to be involved in the next one, make sure you talk to Podtacular. Bam. Because we're going to be talking to them about doing our Halo stuff.
Yeah.
They did such a great job with us. They now have a permanent place for us.
That's a tall order right there too.
Blame Beowulf.
Yes. Blame Beowulf. Hashtag blame Beowulf. So we are really happy to be part of this. Really appreciate the work that Gray and Ray have put into it. And also Glenn, because he was the guy that I actually met at RTX and actually kickstarted this whole effort off back in...
Yeah, I was there.
September last year. Yeah, you were there too.
Yeah, but Justin, you're not cool.
No, they're cool. Hey. I mean, this sexy setup right here, this is all that man right there.
Aww. You're welcome. It was my pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Speaking of my pleasure, can I go ahead and tell you that I have some stuff to donate.
Ooh. Now, when you say donate, are you talking prizes or are you talking about you have like an extra system or something?
I'm talking about I have Cowboys season tickets.
Hey.
I've got four seats.
Well, then what you need to do, my friend, is you need to first sign up. Go to enlist. You can send an email, enlist@operationsupplydrop.org, and that'll go directly to the appropriate people and say, hey, I got these tickets. I want to do something with it. And I will guarantee you one of our many teams in Texas will be involved in that somehow, even though it is the Cowboys and they suck.
Whoa.
Hey, it's Cowboys Stadium.
I know a lot of people that like the Cowboys.
Well, are they playing the Panthers? Because if so, then that might be something they want to go watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that it's not me directly who owns them. It's a family thing. But grandfather was in the Air Force. He was there in Vietnam. Hmm. And so I know that my family loves to give back. And so it would be no trouble at all for maybe like a preseason game. Maybe I can work in a regular season game.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But you know, I would love to be able to take three guys and hang out with them for the night, buy them drinks.
Absolutely. You should definitely, like I said, email enlist, ENLIST, enlist@operationsupplydrop.org. And of course, anybody in the chat there, if they have similar ideas, they can do the same thing.
It would be my absolute pleasure, sir.
Quit calling me sir. My dad keeps looking at me.
That's awesome.
I address everyone as sir.
I would like to say that the Carolina Hurricanes are currently up 3-2 against Tampa Bay. So
hey, go. Look at you.
Yes, this has brought me good luck.
Nice. Very nice. So we're going to be wrapping up here to close off this podcast. Just wanted to kind of cover what we were doing for this weekend. And again, I want to give a huge shout out to Operation Supply Drop and our sponsors as well. We had 343 really come through with giving us some prizes to give away. We also had Simon & Schuster give us some brand new copies of New Blood, which is actually coming out on paperback in 9 days. And you're going to be getting early copies. Yeah. Really cool book. It's the life and story behind Buck, who was ODST in Halo 3 ODST. And now he is a Spartan in Halo 5 Guardians. So it's a really good read since the Eric Nyland books, that's probably one of my favorite books to read out of the Halo novels.
Right. Oh, I mean, geez, maybe we didn't know he was a Spartan.
Well, the book pretty much covers it, but I like your thinking.
And then, of course, Mega Bloks, which we're actually going to be giving away a Mega Bloks thing on the podcast for this. So we've been giving away stuff for every segment of the stream. And this is the next thing up for grabs. So
what do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
This is the Halo Mega Bloks Banshee Strike. And
ooh, the Banshee.
It comes with the rec code.
Oh, there you go.
And one of the cool things about the rec codes for these is that all the rec codes that you have for the Mega Bloks, they come with one of two emblems that you get. So there's actually a Mega Block emblem that you can use in the game. I think there's two different ones. So if you get one of these and you have a rec code on them, then you actually get a special emblem with them too.
That's pretty awesome.
That's badass.
Indeed it is.
I was going to let you do it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Indeed it is. So we're going to give that away.
Are we looking for a winner right now?
We are going to be looking for a winner right now. And that is going to be as long as Nightbot doesn't decide to screw us over again and again and again. Swift Strider, congratulations. You have won yourself a Mega Bloks set.
Just need
to make sure that you are here and present to claim your prize. So if you would just go ahead and respond to us in the chat, and then we will mark that down as a prize that we need to send to you.
You have exactly 1 minute to
your prize.
Just like the radio days.
Oh yeah, man. I did the radio thing.
I went to broadcasting school.
I'm so sorry.
It actually was a bit of a B.
Make sure they have enough headroom on camera 3. Okay, ready to take 2. Yeah.
Well, it was for radio broadcasting.
Oh, that's even better. Hey, you know what's really fun is when your pot breaks.
Yeah. I never had that happen, but I can tell you, all I wanted to do was talk radio. But all they taught me how to do was to tell you who you just heard, and we got a commercial coming up, and then who you're going to hear after the break.
Oh, did they do the traffic and weather together?
Yeah, we had to learn how to write all that. We also had to learn how to write commercials, which actually was pretty fun. But I learned how to tell you that that was just Jethro Tull. Then after the break, we got some Tom Petty and some Aerosmith coming up. So stick around.
Hey, that wasn't too bad.
Okay. All right. I just want to point something out here real quick. So I'm rolling for winner. And I don't know if this is something with Nightbot. Maybe you can answer this, Gray. But we've been having this issue where we have been rolling winner, and it comes up with the same winner over and over and over again.
That's one lucky dude.
You have to give it a minute.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah. You can't just do okay. It. I mean, it's not
RNG.
It may be a robot. It's not a robot, if you know what I mean.
Okay. So
it sounded dirty the way you said it.
But. I literally rolled Swift 3 times, and he was actually HMW Swift from Halo Wheelman, and he was actually the guy that reached out to me originally to get them on to host Warzone. So he was part of the stream, and he generously declined to take it.
Real quick about the Wheelman. Sarge is awesome. I just want to throw that out there. Okay, go ahead.
Sarge is really cool. And all those guys were really cool. We got to play with a full lobby of them, and it was a lot of fun. It was a really fun time. So, re-rolling here, Slider Cleo is the next one that got pulled for it. So, I believe she's in here still.
And what's the name again?
Of the set?
No, of the person who won.
Oh, Slider Cleo.
Slider Cleo, come on down!
And, yeah.
Yeah, if either you got that voice or you don't.
Come on down! I don't know if I have a high voice. Anyways, congratulations for winning that. It is going to be, we're going to be collecting all the addresses for all the winners after this weekend. So just kind of stay tuned. You'll hear from us over PMs, although I know Slider pretty well, so I'll just probably get it straight from her. Anyways.
I have something for you. Okay, here we go. We were talking about commercials. Are you tired of your Master Chief never riding in style? Well, get the Mega Bloks Banshee now. You'll be able to ride in style with the best of them.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Although I will leave it to Justin to be the official determining factor on how good that was.
Because the Banshee's not just for Master Chief anymore.
Wow!
How was that?
That was a pretty good tagline. I got to give you that one. But thing is, we didn't have a music bed behind it.
No, we didn't. But. We can add that in post.
I could do one right now. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots.
Because the Banshee is not just for Master Chief. Where's the music? Anymore.
Nice. All right. Well, Gray, it has been a pleasure to host the stream. We have another 10 hours left for the Spartans for Troops live stream featuring over 20 different Halo communities sponsored by 343 Industries. Mega Bloks and Simon and Schuster. So huge shout outs to them. Huge shout outs to Operation Supply Drop. Please go check them out. You can find out more details about Operation Supply Drop over at operationsupplydrop.org and be part of the or find opportunities to be part of the MilSpec streaming team or go over and donate to a cause. And you can also find our official stream shirt over there. It's really cool. It has our Potacular logo. And then inside of it has all the groups that have been participating in this weekend. So
you're sitting there. Why are you sitting there? Click on a button. It won't hurt you. You just click on it and then you do something. It's okay.
There you go. He makes it pretty simple.
He makes an excellent case.
He does. I will be getting a shirt myself.
Like much better human, honestly. I don't like sitting around in airports. I don't like holding clothes. I actually really make a really poor case, to be honest with you.
Well, I think you made an excellent case earlier.
Thank you.
All right. And then the last thing we're going to be giving away, which we've been giving away during every segment of the stream so far, is a gold rec pack code. So as we're closing out the podcast, make sure you are getting your trigger fingers ready to copy paste and redeem a code over on Xbox and get yourself a gold rec pack code. So again, I want to give thanks to Justin from Drunken Halo for being on the podcast.
It was my pleasure, sir.
Thank you. And then we also have Gray from Operations Supply Drop, the most recent community manager, actually.
Well, I'm the only community manager, but yeah.
And most recent.
Well, okay, sure.
I mean, someone was probably doing that before you, but they probably just weren't like...
Actually, no. It was, really? It's a brand new position just for me. Yep.
Wow. All right, then.
I convinced them they needed me. And they said, oh, well, okay, come earn your keep.
And look what happened.
And look what happened. All right, we're heading out.
Yes.
Hey, Justin, do a sign off for us.
Oh, I can't do that on someone else's podcast. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Dustin, what would you like me to say?
Okay, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. So
you've been listening to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo podcast, just for you, right in your ear.
They mean well. But they're no drunken Halo.
Oh. Dang. Dang. All right. And that's
what she wrote. All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Yep. Thanks again, guys, for being on the show. Remember to check us out on podtacular.com and check out our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And make sure you check out the podcast network. That is podka.st, where you can find other gaming-specific shows. And as part of our network, they are great shows to listen to if you're looking for any one of the games that they are covering, then they're really good. And if you're just looking for something to pass the time, whether it's at work or whether you're driving, they're good quality podcasts to listen to. So I definitely recommend you go check them out. Again, that is podka.st. And we will see you guys on our next episode of Podtacular, which we record normally on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time over on our Twitch page, which is twitch.tv/podtacular. So hope to see you there. Hope to see you online in Halo. Thanks again for everyone who has come out to the stream to listen to us tonight. We're going to be jumping over to our arena tournament, where the four teams have registered, are going to be playing for Xbox Live gift codes, their own t-shirt, the official stream t-shirt. Now those are going to go to the first place team, and then the second place team is going to get each their own gold rec pack code. So
how's it go on Friendster?
No, we don't have a Friendster. Anyways, that's going to do it for us tonight. For everyone on the stream, stick tight. We're going to be switching over to our arena tournament here very shortly. For those of you who are listening to the podcast via download, thank you for tuning into this episode. We will see you guys next time, and keep on fragging trucks.
Stay golden.
Insert witty comment here.
Good night, everybody.
Tell everyone to stay hard.
Stay hard.
Oh, gosh. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for the podcast segment tonight. We are going to be switching over to Arena Tournament here pretty soon. I just got to reach out to the team, so we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will see you guys.
I'm hanging up and going to go watch this hockey game.
All right, sounds good.
Have a good night, everybody.
We will see you guys on the flip side. Peace.